Hey yo, welcome to the No Show. I'm your host Jack, and with me today we have got
Alex.
And also Alex. But you can call me Gung-Ho.
You, Alex. If it's all good, I'm gonna leave it in the episode. But do you guys see my audio line there is not moving?
No. Okay, this happened the last time we recorded. I didn't see my audio line moving, but everyone else's was. I can see your audio line moving.
Oh, awesome. I'm going to assume that
both of yours are good to me.
Oh, awesome.
My audio line is so much smaller.
Yeah, that was literally what was mine the last time.
Sometimes I think that, sometimes they get, out of sync. I think it's the site, correcting any delays. Because sometimes, if there's a little bit of weirdness.
Ooh,
Do you edit these? How much do you edit these?
I sort of do. Usually, the minimum that I'm doing is I just, balance the audio levels. But I might have to, cut something out or just, if something, went wrong and I had to stop pretty suddenly, I'll just make sure that, it transitions smoothly. But yeah,
I see.
Oh yeah, so welcome to the No Show, everybody. Thank you so much, Alex and Gung-Ho, for being here today. Now you both have actually been on the show in the past, and normally I don't do repeated guests like this soon, but I saw both of you this weekend separately and together as well.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun time.
Yeah, when Alex uninvited me to a party.
No. Gung-Ho went on the whole night about how he didn't want to hang out with young people because he's an old geezer.
Oh, yeah, and then you bullied me into submitting and then didn't tell me where the party was. So you didn't want to go, then you made me want to go, and then you didn't let me go.
Sorry about that, Gung-Ho.
Okay. I also love, I told Gung-Ho this story, but I'll tell it again for the audience's sake. On Friday, was it Friday? Might have been Thursday. I think it was, I'm going to say it was Thursday for the sake of my memory. Thursday night, Alex Snapchats me and she says, Jack, do you watch Euphoria? And I went, no, but I keep hearing that I should. And Alex said, yeah, you should, because I got invited to a Euphoria themed party. And I don't have anyone to go with. And so I said, okay, I'll watch it. When should I have it watched by for the party? And Alex's reply was, well, the party's tomorrow. my friend very concisely explained the show to me, and I remembered none of it by the time we went.
It's so
classic
good.
Alex.
Okay, you know what? Fair.
I have heard good things about it. Yeah. Oh, man. And then there's the story of me and Gung-Ho hanging out. I thought it would be a while before people saw my apartment. Both of you were in my apartment this weekend.
Yeah, I wore your velvet blazer, Alex.
Yeah, I Gung-Ho saw that. Isn't it so nice?
I mean, it was too small, so it really just kind of perched on my shoulders. That's more true. Than anything.
But, it's like a cape.
Yeah,
Yeah, so with Gung-Ho, the plan was Gung-Ho was going to come hang out at my apartment for a bit while we kind of figure out the plan for tonight, and then we stayed there the entire time.
Nice.
Yeah, but there were people partying on his floor that were so loud.
Yes.
That multiple times I just wanted to go over and be like, either let us in or pipe down.
Whenever we would hear someone leave that apartment, Gung-Ho would get up and he would stand in the hallway and just stare at them. And I would always go out and pull him back in.
Honestly, that's a good idea. Well, that Maybe they'll just give you an invite.
No. That was me being old and being like, do you know what time it is? you need to be more considerate of your neighbors.
The next morning, I saw multiple people leave that apartment, and I could tell from their outfits. I was like, those people were at the party last night. Mm-hmm. Great party outfits.
That's wild. Like, yeah. Like when you say morning, like what time?
Let me think. I don't think I woke up that late. I would say right before noon. You know what I mean? That kind of like period between the morning and noon.
That's too long. At that point, like,
I think
you gotta think of the host, man. Like,
I left
noon.
Oh, right, because I went down to do laundry, and so I went down and I rode down with this girl that had left that place, and I could tell by her outfit that she had been to the party the night before, and then I went back up, and then I went like half an hour later to put my clothes in the dryer, and I rode down with another girl who I also could tell had been at that party. And I was like, people just leaving this party still. Oh,
man. Wow, I kind of forget, like, I kind of forget what party culture is like. Like, I remember when I partied a lot in first year, a lot of the time I'd either stay at the place I was partying so I didn't have to walk anywhere, or I would stay in the building, like someone else I knew was in the building.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oh, I totally did not even consider they might have just crashed there. In my brain, I automatically assumed they remained partying until noon.
I learned at the Euphoria theme party. I learned at the Euphoria theme party that I am very out of practice with beer pong.
Me
we played
too.
Beer pong and we lost very badly.
It was not. It was not a fun time. I was a little embarrassed, I won't lie.
I mean, listen, it's a very fun game, but are you gonna get a job out of it, you two? You gotta start thinking about your future.
Oh
okay?
My
when
god!
You get to my
That's
age.
True.
Again with the old geezer stuff.
And there are, listen, I wish I could
I wasn't
say,
the one who came up with the nickname the ancient relic. Okay, so clearly the stigma's
say,
already there.
I want to say that that wasn't me either.
No, it wasn't anyone in the call, but like, you know, the name caught on with the people in the musical, and I think there's a reason why. Because I walk around with a cane and... My back is always arched.
Yeah. He hands out those like sesame bars.
Oh my god.
Ooh. I should bring Werther's originals to rehearsals.
Oh my god.
And just hand them out.
A vocal rehearsal. Bring caramel candies.
Daniel would kill me.
One thing that I wish I had saved more videos of this from when just Gunho and I hung out. But at one point, I got up to charge my phone. I went to go put my phone in my room. And I was like, go to my phone and then we'll figure out like what we're going to do for the night. And then as I was plugging my phone in, I realized that my VR headset was sitting on my desk. And so I got back out and I went, Gunho, do you want to try VR? And oh boy, yeah, did Gunho try VR.
Dude, I was screaming. I felt bad afterwards. I was like yelling because I was so scared.
I've never seen someone have that visceral of a reaction to virtual reality before.
Okay, but one of the games is you're on like a huge, tall skyscraper, yeah, and the whole point of it is to just jump off, to experience
exactly
what it's like to jump off. It was so scary. Yeah. And I,
it's like real space.
I knew it was VR. But I was like, don't do this, you'll die. You'll die.
I had no idea prior to it that Gunho has like a terrible fear of heights. And so I was just like, this is like the starter game that you always put people in when they first do VR. And it was a very fun time. Very interesting time.
Even flying around like Iron Man, I was like wanting to cry. I was like, this is cool. But also like, what if I fall? What if my boosters die?
Gunho just takes off the VR set and just a puddle just falls out because yeah. Gunho has filled it with tears.
Yeah, my face was moist.
The only video that I saved was you were doing like the wizard game with hand tracking, and I have a great video of you just like reaching out and grabbing things.
Dude, that was
you
cool.
sent that to the LMT group chat and said that he was watching porn. And I laughed so hard. That was hilarious to me.
That's what was great too. There's a really cool game where like you're like casting spells and it uses hand tracking. So it actually like you use your real hands. And it was great because I kept watching it. For some reason, whenever Gunho would reach out and grab something, he would like have his arm fully outstretched and he was just reaching around and it was so, so funny.
Wow. Oh my God. Man, it was fun though.
It was, yeah. Good time. I should have had to do next time. I have a game where one person is in the headset and they have like a bomb in front of them. And the person who's not in the headset has like a bomb defusal manual. And so you have to like work together to defuse it.
Is this like keep talking and no one blows
yes. up? Yeah, that's yeah. it. Yeah.
It looks so cool.
It's awesome.
Also, so, I'm hearing an echo of myself.
Yeah, I'm hearing that too.
That is probably because my headset is dead. So I'm just using my normal speaker right now. Is it bad or is it?
No. I was just worried it'd mess with the recording.
Oh, good. Cool. So we can jump into the first game of the episode.
Let's do it.
Pretty exciting, pretty exciting. So, as I mentioned, you both have been in my apartment this last weekend. So this game, we're both going to be competing in trivia about my apartment.
Oh my God.
Ooh, I will say, okay. Gunho does have a huge advantage because he was there for a lot longer.
I'm pretty attentive. Also a liter I don't
and
know.
A half of wine well,
yeah.
in.
So. Yeah, I was, yeah. Alex was sober.
This is true. So let's see who does better.
Oh yeah, I'll grab like paper so I can keep track.
I'll be embarrassed if I lose. I was there for so long.
I'll be shocked and astonished if I win.
All right, here we go. Question one. What floor is my apartment on?
Ding ding, 15.
Oh, is this like a buzzer type feel? Sure, or do sure, I just we'll say be, my answer?
Sure, we'll do the buzzer.
I instinctively thought it was Kay. Rude to just yell the answer.
Okay, I want my buzzer noise to be boop, boop.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Okay.
My answer is also.
My buzzer noise will be talk dirty to me. I have to finish the whole thing before she goes.
I think that we can legally only show 10 seconds of your buzzer sound.
Okay. It's 15 seconds. You're good.
Oh, 15. Fantastic.
I'll just do the.
Awesome. Okay, ready? Question two. Including me, how many people live in my apartment?
Boop, boop.
Oh, so fast.
Five.
That is incorrect. Yes, Gunho. Isn't it
four?
It is four.
Oh.
Well done.
I counted the bathroom door in my head as a room.
No, that's where I live.
Okay, this next one is a little different. So I'm going to get both your answers before I reveal the correct answers. So this next one, I am going to name three items. Two of these items are real items in my room. One of them is not. Okay. You're going to be guessing which is the fake item. So I'm going to give you all the options, and then I'm going to hear both your answers, and then I'll tell you who got the point. Ready? Okay. So the items are a plushie sloth, a picture of New York City, and a cocktail recipe book. Which one of those is not a thing in my room?
Okay, so I was in Jack's room for maybe 5 seconds. So this is purely off of instinct. And do I know Jack well enough? Mm-hmm. So a slosh plus, well, sloth plushie. Mm-hmm. A cocktail recipe book and a picture of New York.
Yes.
Ooh. I'm going to say Picture of New York. I think that is something you would have, but I have a feeling you threw that in there to throw us off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, Alex, you have to pick a different answer.
I can't because I know it's a Picture of New York because I know for a fact that you have a cocktail recipe book because we were talking about it on our call the other day. I remember you saying something about sloths, so that seems more plausible. And you already have enough New York paraphernalia in your room. I don't think you need a Picture of New York. So I'm going to say it's the Picture of New York.
You are both correct. You both get a point. Well done. I tried to throw you off because I have a painting of New York in my room. I thought that'd be a fun... Ooh. Awesome. Well done. Trick question.
Well, I tried to bully Alex into losing that point, too.
You know what? Gunho tries to bully me into losing a lot of things.
Whoa. That's a strong acumen. What do I bully you into losing, Alex?
What were we playing the other day on the LMT call?
Jackbox stuff?
Code names.
Code names.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I did bully you.
Thank you.
I was going to say, you bully me into losing our snap streak, so...
Oh my goodness.
Next question.
All right, this one is a buzzer question. Let's get ready for it. There's a yes or no question. Does my window face UW?
Boop, boop. No.
I heard Alex's first.
The answer is no.
No.
I guess I can't really give the point to anyone. The answer is actually yes.
No, it doesn't.
It does. I'm looking at it right now. There she is. I can sort of see it because it's dark. But
what stupid UW campus is over there?
I think you're using my house.
Uh-oh, I need to make sure that I'm right about
UW this. Is the other way down Columbia.
No.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me check. So if I point this way. No, I'm right. They're... University of Waterloo, right there.
Uh-uh.
Dude, also, yeah. I was fully thinking about Laurier, so I was wrong either way.
No, Jack.
Yeah, there it is. It's over there.
You know what? Next question, but I'm going to look up a map right now and show you that you're wrong.
You know, Jack, I respect your authority, and whatever way you decide, I have to respect that.
I really appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Argue you.
Oh, thank you, man.
Teacher's pit.
Next question. Do I have a gas or electric stove?
Beep, beep.
Oh, that was same time. So here, all right, that was same time. Here's what we'll do. I'm going to count down from three and then both say your answers. And you both could get the point here. We'll see. Ready? Three, yeah. Two, one.
Electric.
You are both correct.
Yes.
Dang.
Well done. Alex, every point you've gotten has been a tie point with me. So it's basically like you didn't get a point at all.
You better hope that I never see you again, because the next time I see you, it's on site.
We're scheduled to see each other a lot for the next few months.
All right, so there's one more question. I'm going to make this question worth double points, so Alex has a chance to tie. So this question... Well,
because I'm a good guy, I'll let her answer first, and then I'll come through with the right answer after.
You're that confident that I'm going to get it wrong.
Well, this question is actually not a trivia question. This question, if you're trying to appeal to me here, the question is, what is your favorite thing about my apartment? And I will say, there is one answer I think one of you is going to answer that I will not accept. So whichever answer I like more, we'll get the point. We'll get the 2 points.
Can I ask a question first?
Yes.
About your apartment or about your room?
I'll say that my apartment includes my room.
Okay.
So it could be something about my room.
Hmm. Well, now I feel like the most obvious thing is like the thing that I can't say. So I'm gonna say that your favorite thing about your apartment is.
So no, I'm asking for your favorite thing about my.
Oh, apartment. My favorite thing about your. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. You're both trying to appeal to me for a point.
Oh my wow, goodness.
Not a very good listener. Let's see.
There is one answer that I will not accept that I know one of you is going to guess.
I'm so curious what this one answer is.
I also...
Oh, wait, really Alex, what do you think that one answer is?
I think that it's the Broadway playbills. Like, I think it's the playbills. Because I love those. I think they're really cool. But I would actually say that my favorite thing about your apartment is I like the setup. Like, I like the space. It feels very much like an entertainment space. You have a good amount of seating and like it's fairly open.
That's very nice. Very nice. Gunho, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing about your apartment is that it's your home. My dear friend Jack has a place to live amidst this time of turmoil, and you're warm and safe, and you get to make memories there with Alex and I. Like, what more can I ask other than my friend's well-being and happiness that this apartment supplies for you?
Wow, how heartfelt. I am going to give the point.
I mean, your layout's cool, I guess.
I'm actually going to give the 2 points to Alex. Because Gunho was bordering on the one answer, which was, I thought one of you was going to say me, and that's straight up flattery. That's not going to fly here.
Wow.
So Alex gets the 2 points.
I had a feeling that's what the taboo thing was. But I was like, I'm going to go for it anyways.
I'd also like to say that I've pulled up the map, Jack. Yeah. So that's like, this is your buildings, kind of. Mm-hmm. And you're looking out this way. And UW is over here.
Alex, I am looking out the opposite way.
No, you're not. You're looking out to the street. Take a photo. There's way.
Here's the catch-22. Either we're both wrong and neither of us get the point, or we're both right and we both get the point. We'll end up in the same place either way, right?
That's
about the last question?
No, I mean, like, if you're trying to appeal that the window's facing you, Waterloo, right?
Oh, yeah.
So either way, it'll still end the same with us being tied as champions that have bested each other in this duel for Jack's affection. We've come out neither victorious nor as losers. We are equal in every way.
Wow.
So poetic. Beautiful. Okay, Jack, I think you are right. But no, actually no, I don't think you're right. And let me tell you why. Your building is too far from UW to see something like that. So I think that I'm going to just...
Right?
I think I'm just going to let you decide, Jack.
My window faces east, so it's technically facing like Tokyo, right? It's just I can't see Tokyo from my window.
I wonder what direction that is actually. I realize I don't know like directions. What direction does my window face?
Let me pull out a compass in my room as we squeeze.
My window faces west. Oh, that's fun. I like west. It's a good direction.
West is a good direction.
Which is a good direction. It's fun. I live on the Western Hemisphere. How did they decide? How do they decide which way is north, south, east, and west? Like, because if you're facing the opposite direction, then the Western Hemisphere becomes the Eastern Hemisphere.
Is it like a science thing?
Maybe.
Well, north and south were determined by the poles. And I'm sure they just decided on east and west to try to get an understanding of like the perpendicular directions of that. There's actually some cultures that don't have like left and right or like forward and back. They are so attuned with the compass points that in their language they'll be like, yeah, my northeast hand, when they're facing the direction where their left hand would be northeast. Is very fascinating, like how much humans can adapt to culture in that way, if you've like grown up with it, especially.
That's fun.
I can't even like pay attention to what Google Maps tells me half the time. Never mind have like an internal compass.
Why is the Western Hemisphere?
That's because you don't believe in yourself as much as I do, Alex.
Okay, can you hand me over some of that belief then? I could really use it.
I don't have to give you anything. It's all inside of you. It's just up to you to figure, for you to discover that it's been inside of you all along.
So you're stealing it from me.
No, I'm simply recognizing it. So you're utilizing
my belief.
No, belief is not a tangible thing to own, my friend. Belief is a form of faith, which is a form of, you know,
yeah.
How do I describe faith and belief without using faith and belief in the definition? It's the recognition of something intangible, right? So I've recognized the greatness in you because I can see it. And you'll start to recognize the greatness in you once you allow yourself to see it as well. It's not easy. It's very much easier said than done. But I think you're a great person. And I hope one day you'll see how much of a great person you are.
Thanks, Gunho.
So I went to go Google, why did they choose Eastern and Western Hemispheres? And when I typed in why did they, the second top auto finish is why did they change the name of Zootopia?
Did they?
Did they change the name of Zootopia? Why did they split up the Earth?
Huh?
What the heck? No, I cannot find a single like actual explanation.
That's weird. Pangea. Let me try why did they as well.
Formation that the assembly of Pangea's component landmasses.
Why did they change the name of Zootopia?
Did they change it? Alright, well now I'm gonna Google why did they change the name of Zootopia.
Oh, in the UK we decided to change the US title Zootopia to Zootropolis. To merely allow the film to have a unique title that works for UK audiences.
Wow.
Okay.
Why did they?
Dude, honestly, I'm gonna go around saying the Zootropolis.
It's like a Mandela effect. Why did they change the Earth? Why are the directions that? Let's see what that could be. Cardinal directions.
Why are the directions of that?
Never Why are they that? Locational points. I want to know the history. That's the whole point.
That's a really good question. How did you guys, what is the acronym that you guys learned for Northeast Southwest?
Never eat soggy wieners.
Never eat soggy wieners.
Seriously?
Yeah, never eat soggy wieners. That was it.
Because you go north and you go clockwise. Mm-hmm. Never eat soggy
wieners. Eat soggy wieners.
See, yeah. I learned it, never eat shredded wheat.
Oh.
That's a lot more boring.
Much less.
No one eats soggy wieners. Do you know the difference between roast beef and pea soup is?
What? Oh, you...
Everyone can roast beef, but no one can pea soup.
There's another pea joke that you told me, but it's probably too inappropriate.
I can't tell the other one of the show. Oh, I'm on Quora. Who invented the cardinal directions? What's the story behind them? James Hines answered May 15th, 2014. Oh, I don't want to read this whole thing. The North Star.
Cardinal directions are also like present in a lot of different cultures, like from like way back when, right?
Yeah, I remember there was something I had in high school, like an ancient history class, and I remember there being a thing where they were kind of like, listen, you guys are going to get the Western Hemisphere, we'll take the Eastern Hemisphere. And I don't remember what that was. Something with Spain.
Isn't it
Spain
based on the idea that like Eurasia is quote unquote the Orient?
Maybe.
Which is why I got called Oriental as a kid.
Oh no.
Was that too much of a bummer? I was just trying to be excellent. I was just trying to do something.
I did, funny enough, when I first Googled, like, why are the East and West, like, why are the hemispheres like that? The first Wikipedia article that came up was, like, about, like, the cultural split between them. And I was like, ooh.
That makes sense.
I got deep.
Do your listeners find this interesting? I feel like we're meandering.
Usually once an episode, I go into some sort of, like, Google rabbit hole, where I just try to find the answer to a very obscure question.
Have you guys ever played the Wikipedia game?
Of course I have. I love it.
Oh, it's so fun. Okay, so you pick one article, and you pick another article, and you have to get to that second article by only clicking on the blue links. And so some people try to do it as fast as possible. Some people try to do it in the fewest amount of clicks as possible.
That's what I go for.
Like, Nicki Minaj to fencing and see like how fast and how many clicks you can get from one article to the other.
I am pulling up Nicki Minaj's Wikipedia. I
want to try this actually.
Someone should suggest this for the next LMT game night.
Yes. Maybe Trinidad and Tobago? That might be where I click.
I'm gonna go.
Guinness World Records? No, I feel like that's too broad.
Guinness World Records is a good one, I think.
Alter egos? No. Lyricism? It's a lot of hyperlinks. Ice Age Continental Drift? The Angry Birds movie 2? Oh, I could click on one of those. Influences? Movie?
France. Like, I'm trying to get to France from here.
Yeah, I feel like France is usually pretty successful in fencing.
Ooh, green.
I do not know enough about fencing.
Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia has a sword on the flag. No, I feel like that's too big of a connection to make. Walmart? Kevin Hart, maybe? Hurricane Sandy. Now I'm just naming different hyperlinks. New York Times, no.
Oh, I think I'm close.
Oh, this is difficult. Achievements? Did she fence?
I don't think she's fenced.
What if, right now can I'm imagine if we fed a whole section? Other activities, products, and endorsements. Oh, this I feel like is going to be where I find it.
Ooh.
Adidas, maybe? I'm going to go a little further. I'm going to see.
I need like sword swallowing. Do I feel it? I think I'm close.
How many clicks have you done so far?
This is my second one.
Oh, I see. Ooh, I think that might be the way to go. I think I might have figured it out. I'm going to keep reading just in case. But I think I know what my first click is going to be. This has got to be so exciting for an audio-only show.
Yeah, I feel bad. Alex, you gotta.
I have to, like... Well, now I'm parting the game. Now I'm doing the game. Okay, I think I know how to do this, actually.
Sex offender registry? Sorry, keep going.
Oh my god. How did you get there?
It's under personal life.
Oh, I know exactly how to get here.
Current or her ex-husband? Yeah.
Oh my god. I think I went off the beaten path.
I haven't clicked yet, but I think I know where my click is going to be. Okay. I'm about to make my first click. Click. Okay. I'm going to keep going. I'm starting to think this might have been a bad click. Oh, this might have been a bad click. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Ah. Oh, no. Wait. Hold on.
Yeah, I got the swords. Do you think fencing is on the side?
I just made my second click.
Oh, I
got How many clicks have you made?
I've made two. Lot.
I just made my second one. I think I'm going to do it another three or four. I think this is
where. Oh, I used like 10.
Three.
Yeah, it took me 10 clicks for Nicki Minaj to fencing. Where are you guys right now?
I'm about to make my third click, and then I think I should be able to do it. I think that I'm going to find it on this one. Three.
I underestimated.
Yeah. And I have done it in four clicks.
How?
Oh, no. I did it in five clicks. Oh, that was tricky. Well done. I did it in five clicks.
I mean, you blew my 10 out of the water. So
he tricked me on that.
Okay, I thought I was being really smart, but I don't think I'm going to get it. So there's... Nicki Minaj has ties to Ariana Grande, one of the links on her page was Ariana Grande. So I went to Ariana Grande, and then I went to Victorious, and from Victorious I went to iCarly. There's an episode of iCarly about fencing.
Yes.
But there's no link past that. I thought I was being really strategic and smart. So the closest I got was...
probably go to a list of episodes.
I did. Yeah.
So I am...
Like, say anything about it.
Wait, are they fencing, or are they doing stage combat?
For the episode?
Yeah,
and it's called iFence. It's
fencing, yeah. He learns how to fence.
It's called iFence, and then they have a whole bit. They have a whole bit about Freddie's family being called the Fencin Bensons.
Fencin Bensons, yeah.
Yes, I remember this now.
So yeah. I clicked on Adidas Originals on the Nicki Minaj page, and then I clicked on Berlin because you know that Berlin hosted an Olympics back in the 30s. And then I clicked on, what was it? I clicked on the 1936 Summer Olympics. And then here is where I faltered, though, because I clicked on fencing, but it actually took me to the page called Fencing at the 1936 Summer Olympics. So I then had to click on fencing again to get to the actual fencing page. That was tricky. So we can go from this game to the next game of the episode.
Let's do it. I want to do eight games by the end of the episode.
This game, I'll be honest, is actually pretty similar to the game that you played, Alex, when you were on my show a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
So this game, I am going to tell you a place in the world. You are guessing, according to Google Maps, how long it would take to walk there from my apartment.
Jeez. I already said that I can't even pay attention to Google Maps, and now you're making me guess kilometers.
Yes.
I think geography is my weakest.
Yeah. You're guessing time, too.
Time.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, time and kilometers?
No, just time.
Just
time. Just how long it would take.
Yeah, we have to get the kilometers to the tenth of decibel.
I'm just going to say closest person gets the point.
But is it like Price is Right rules where you can't go over?
No, I'm gonna say it's Jack is Right rules, in which it's just whoever's closest. That's my new game show I'm gonna come up with. All right, so your first location is the Empire State Building.
Oh wait, no, we're both guessing. So I don't have to buzz.
I forgot about that for a second. I'm gonna pull up the directions just so I can.
From here to the Empire State Building.
Yeah, I could do it. I'll note that Google does want to make sure that I'm aware that this route includes a ferry. Thank you, Google.
Thank you. Oh,
I'm gonna guess I gotta... 3 days and 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know how long it takes to drive to New York City, so I'm kind of basing it off of that, but I don't really know how to, like, exchange time there, so I'm gonna go with 4 days, 10 hours.
So the correct answer is... 6 days and 8 hours. So Alex gets the point on that one.
I was gonna say five, but
anyways. I genuinely think for literally all of these, I looked at it and I thought to myself, I could totally beat that. I could 100% beat that time.
I don't think you
could. I can do it. It is 735 kilometers, according to Google. Yeah, so that's pretty crazy. Yeah. Next location. You're walking from my apartment to the Grand Canyon, which I believe is in the state of Arizona.
Wait, is it cheating if you tell us how many kilometers it is?
Yes.
Wait, you want me to tell you kilometers?
No, don't tell us. Don't tell us.
Okay.
I feel like I have a better chance that way.
Where in America is Arizona?
So also, I will say, once again, this route includes a ferry. It gives me like little warning symbols.
That will add like an hour to the weeks long.
Be careful. This route includes a ferry.
Alex, you can go first.
I feel like Arizona is further than New York. No, I don't know. It's further. I have no idea about, like, geography is my least favorite thing in the world. I got like a 52 in high school geography and took it again.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. Arizona is absolutely further than New York. I'm pretty sure Arizona's like close to LA.
Oh my god, okay.
You're not that far off, yeah.
Okay, so I'm gonna say it takes like 1 week and like no, I'm gonna say it takes 2 weeks and like 3 days to walk there.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say easy 1 month. Easy 1 month.
I don't know. I'm literally, oh god.
So the answer is
across the continent, bro.
Shut up, Gunho. Shut up.
So the answer is 27 days and 18 hours. So Gunho gets the point there.
Alex is sprinting there, though. Let's keep that in mind. Day and night. 24 hours a day.
I am a track star.
2,039 miles. Excuse me, miles. Funny enough, it would take 666 hours. So pretty spooky.
Oh my god.
I noticed that like the walking path takes you right past Chicago. I feel like I would really debate like doing a little detour into Chicago.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say like quitting. Like I'm done. Just quitting. I'm just gonna stay in Chicago.
You have to see Chicago.
Chicago.
I'm a woman in Chicago, and I'm scared. Oh, all right, next place, Tokyo, Japan. Next I'm going to stay.
Next place is Sarnia, Ontario, my hometown, home of, I don't know, home of Chemical Valley, I guess. Oh.
Okay, wait. I'm so bad with. I don't know where in Ontario Sarnia is.
Have you ever been across the Blue Water Bridge?
No.
I don't know how to describe where Sarnia is. It's like right on the border, if that helps. It's a border city.
Okay. Then I'm going to say easy 4 days.
I'm going to say it would take like 1 day.
It would take 1 day and 12 hours. Alex gets the point. Once again, I think like I can beat that.
I don't know where Sarnia is.
Well, Sarnia is like, the way I was thinking about it is like, I'm pretty sure Sarnia is like, what, 2-ish hours from here? Yep. 3-ish hours?
Yeah, 2 hours. So,
yeah.
179 kilometers.
So it's not as far as I thought it was. Okay.
No.
Okay. Cool.
Right. Next location. How long would it take to walk from here to the CN Tower in Toronto, Ontario, Canada?
I know where that is.
There's got to be a CN Tower replica somewhere in the world.
Okay. I think it would take like 23 hours to walk to the CN Tower from your apartment.
Good hope. Do you have?
I'm gonna say.
It's kind of a roundabout.
17 hours.
It would take 23 hours and 50 minutes. Pretty dang close.
Oh.
Once again, I feel like I could do that faster.
That I feel like we could probably do faster. 100%.
I could do that in like 8 hours.
To the Empire State?
What's funny is that like it shows you like the fastest route, and then it also shows you a couple different routes. There's another route that like goes like through Guelph, and it's only 4 minutes later. It's funny.
I do have a conspiracy theory that Google Maps, especially when you're walking, tells you a longer time, so that like if it takes you longer, it'll feel like you're right on the money. But if you go faster, you feel good, but you never go slower, so you don't feel bad about yourself. Because there are times where it'll be like, this will take you 30 minutes to walk, and I'll be like, I know for a fact it won't.
Sometimes.
See, I think that I have a conspiracy theory that Google Maps tracks your like average walking time, driving time, so that it can like be more specific to you. Because once I had my Google Maps account for a long time, the time that it estimated started getting more and more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
So
interesting. Yeah. I find that like I don't use like Google Maps, but my dad does, and whenever like we'll be driving somewhere and it'll be like, hey, if you turn right here, it'll take you 10 minutes longer to get to your destination. And we're always like, why would you want that?
Yes.
Maybe you want to like be with the person you're driving with longer. You know, like if you're like on a date and then you're like, I could drop this person off in the next 2 minutes, but what if I got to spend another like 5 minutes with the love of my life?
Wow.
I have a conspiracy theory that smoking is good for you. The government doesn't want you to know.
Well, smoking what?
Cigarette.
Well, we've already been through that.
This is not a real conspiracy theory. And this does not reflect no show stamp on cigarettes.
Oh, man. I don't have like any money in like cigarette companies.
Okay, Jack, let's do one more, and it has to be like in Asia, like somewhere so far.
So the next one is Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
When you start doing places that are in different places in the world, I'd like to say that I very much straight-faced, asked my friend the other, or like a couple months ago, where India was. Like, I didn't know where in the world India was.
Can I be honest? I'm like the same way. I remember India because of the point, but I'm the same way. My I'm always upset because the Middle East isn't middle of the East. It's a little bit to like the left of the East. It's like middle left East.
Mm-hmm. So can I ask?
Well, maybe they're saying middle as in relation to the West and the East.
I guess
not middle of the East.
Can I ask what continent Costa Rica is in?
I believe it's in South America.
Okay.
Can I get someone to verify that? Oh, I have to verify. I don't have any crew. I don't know why I asked that. What continent? We're gonna see what comes up when I type this. What continent? There's some great. I love all the ones that pop up. What continent is Costa Rica in? Oh, North America. Are you serious? North America's in North America's in Costa Rica. Costa Rica's in North America. Dang.
Oh, okay.
Huh. Did not know that.
I'm gonna say 6 weeks.
I need the calculator. 6 weeks. So that is 42 days is your guess.
I'm gonna say
let's do an even 46 days.
I'm sorry, how does that make it even?
More even.
I'm gonna go with 50 days.
Wow, I see your strats.
So walking from my apartment to Costa Rica takes 50 days and 4 hours.
How? Okay, I think the conspiracy theory is that you are calibrating to the maps faster.
Oh my god. And this is my new favorite game.
This route does include a ferry.
Good to know, good to know.
I don't know where the ferry is, but it does include a ferry. I'm like, oh, I see. Oh, that's weird. You just cut right across. What lake is this? What lake is this that I'm looking at? Lake Erie. You just cut right across Lake Erie.
There's lakes in Costa Rica?
Bro. Lake Erie is one of the Great Lakes.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. But, like, it's there?
No, like you start by cutting across Lake Erie.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
So you don't have to walk around the lake.
Yeah.
But you could.
You could.
Mm-hmm. You could. It just would probably add a lot of time. But I guess after 50 days,
is there a route? Jack, can you Jack check that? If there's a route? Yeah. If there's a route that goes around Lake Erie instead of taking ferry? Lake Erie?
Probably. Google Maps lets you like manipulate the route. I bet I can. We'll cut through Detroit. We'll see if that works. Oh, yes. The new route takes. I gotta pull out my calculator.
Wait, can we guess?
Sure.
Yeah.
Bonus round. I'll say 51 days.
Okay, well, I'll say
53 days. It actually takes 50 days and 20 hours. It only adds 15 hours onto the total time. We cross over in...
I finally eked one out.
So there is actually one more round of this game. And this round is a different kind of round. So here's the thing. It's tricky to find really far locations for this game because Google Maps sometimes just won't have a path for you to take. So you can't
swim across the Pacific.
You can't. I wish you could. You can't. So the way that this round is going to work is you're both going to give me a location, and you are trying to give me a location that is the furthest, but that also Google Maps will give me a walking route for. And so, like, if Google Maps has a route for both of your locations, the furthest one gets a point. If it's only one of your locations, whoever it is gets a point. And if it's no one's locations, we're just going to keep going.
Okay.
I spit all over my screen earlier.
From your house, right?
From my apartment, yes. Which is right near your apartment.
Okay, Gun-ho, the elderly go first.
I feel like I went first last time.
Okay. Crap. This is where, like, my geography skills are really gonna show.
You know what? I'll also give you a bonus point if the route includes a ferry.
Cool.
I'll say. I'm loving the
ferry. I'll just use the Lake Erie hacks.
I also just noticed the new route that takes us around Lake Erie is 6,009 kilometers. Nice.
Nice. Nice. I don't know.
This is an audio medium. We can't have all this dead air.
Look, that's why I filled it with Okay. Oh man, I don't know places. Okay. I'm gonna say I'm gonna play it safe. I'm gonna say like Cabo St. Lucas.
Cabo St. Lucas. Okay, and then Gun-ho, what is your location?
I know countries in South America, but I don't know cities. I just want to say Chile.
Okay, I'm right.
I know that's like pretty far south.
All right. Chile? Chile the country? Maybe I'm spelling it wrong. No,
Chile the food.
All right. All right. Walking from here to Cabo San Lucas is 838 hours, plus a bonus point because the route does include a ferry. Now, walking from here to Chile, Google Maps does not have a route.
No!
So Alex gets 2 bonus points.
Yes!
He wins the game.
Yeah! Oh, that felt so good.
I find it like it's weird. Yeah, it wouldn't give anywhere past Costa Rica. And it doesn't even, like, it wouldn't even really give me a route to, like, Manitoba. Like, it's very weird about where it has routes to.
Oh,
that's so weird.
I wonder if it would give me somewhere like Cuba, which you would need a boat to get to, but it is closer.
Jack, can you check Apple Maps for a route to Chile?
Check it out.
You can take a boat from somewhere in North America to South America.
Be a big ferry. Chile. Apple Maps. Chile country. Trying to get directions. Chile. That's where I want to go. I don't think I can. It's not letting me choose directions.
Maybe at a certain point they're just like, hey, don't walk this distance.
You're really pushing it here. Awesome. And with that, I think that is all the time that we have this week. Thank you both so much for coming back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
I mean, we are all here on time. All of our audio and cameras were working great.
That's true.
And it was just an altogether good time.
Of course. All right. We will see everyone next week.